praise is due to Allah, God, and the person of Master Wild Sea Farm, the special voice messenger, the most honorable Elijah, Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Master.
That's right, she deals with big old. That man's a freak, he's crazy, he's nuts. It says he's been living among the nuts.
Yes,
and
sir.
And he come a threatening, he come a drinking wine in the street.
Yes, sir.
And the people, he come to the homeless, the people that don't have no place to stay. He would open his doors and stuff and let them come in at all hours, all kind of people, so that he could teach them the truth.
Yes,
but when
sir.
They would see him tussling and wrestling with the people's brothers, they think he's tussling and wrestling with the people because they damn boof.
Yes, sir.
But he's tussling and wrestling with the people because he love them and teaching them the truth. Then they tussling and wrestling.
Oh,
he
yes.
Did everything. He did. He related to everything that they do. They come in and mess with the dope. He let them mess with the dope in order to catch them, to study them, and in order to drop their seed onto their brain because it would produce fruit.
Yes, sir.
I was down there just on dope fiend. I'm a dope fiend. And we the dope fiend in the hell with it. We going to hell. That's yeah. Not what I'm down there for.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I was down there teaching, even though my so-called parents couldn't completely understand that. They think I was just letting people run off. I was letting people come here because I know that I was a God-sent person there.
Yes, sir.
I didn't let people run over me, but I started doing that. I was a God-sent person, and they wasn't running over me because they could not wear me out, because I would wear them out, and they would get rid of that evilness that was in them. Then I'd send them back to the grave and tell them, wait, it is not time yet.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah, God. And I don't have no hate towards nobody. I went through all that hating of the devil, and, you know, and a lot of people didn't know that the Caucasian people was the devil, because, you know, there are some good devils. There are some good white people.
That's right.
But they still are of that sinful flesh.
Yes, sir.
But there still are some that, there's some that have never did no wrong, but they, if you put them into a position or to stay around long enough, they're in the Bible. So they should keep themselves away from other people that are wrong, so they don't fall victim to their sinful flesh in themselves.
Yes, sir.
So, that's why I come to it, that's why when God chooses someone to represent him, he makes that person be illiterate. He usually takes an illiterate family that cannot read and write a spell, but just have the bare limit of understanding, and he would take them out of the pureness of their heart, and take when they get down the road, he breaks the seal on them and make them become someone great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's what the band is there, so that's why I'm well understand a paper. They said, well, I'd rather go down the road and have a look at me and have my so-called parents look at me and say, well, the damn fool, they want to give us no money. You understand what I'm saying? But money, hell, they got money.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
they,
sir.
They can see the glory of what they son, whether or not they're the prison, that's about to keep around, I'm going to allow their son to be.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The pity is going to be towards righteousness.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It's going to be towards people that would understand and the benefit.
That's right.
But I'm starting from he's blessing me with these types of incomes and things.
Yes,
so
sir.
So what would I look like? If God gave you a loaf of bread, what would you look like tearing off a piece of that loaf of bread to give it to a person who has 100 loaves of bread?
Yes,
but
sir.
But refusing to eat the loaf of bread because he's saving the loaf of bread.
Yes, sir.
And the loaf of bread ain't going to be no good if you just sit on them. You don't sit on stuff like that.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? You utilize it for the God's sake, and you don't let the world wear you out where you don't want to do it in a godly manner, where you wear all the way down and you become old and derogatory and cribbed and miserable.
Yes, sir.
You know, you don't want to become like that.
No, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? When you get the true Lord approach, when you get the true Allah God, and when you run the true way of Islam, which was our natural way of life, it wasn't no such thing as a religion. It was just the righteous way that we lived, and the world calls it a religion.
Yes, sir.
But we didn't go out none of the slaves went out and do no stealing and all that kind of foolishness there.
Yes,
they
sir.
Learned that from the slave master.
Yes, sir.
And they
sir.
Had to do that. The slave master called it stealing, but they was trying to do that in order for them to live, because if they didn't go out and do what they did, they would have been, they would, it wouldn't be no black people here. They'd
yes,
all done starved to death.
Yes, sir.
All be the disease riddled and rotten down.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then America wouldn't have been America in the first place then, because the black people is what made America upon the backs of the black. And how America got where it's at.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
They was the one that brought and really won the war. They the one that taught the white boy how to be a bad white boy.
Yes, sir.
That's why this white boy in America is the baddest white boy walking upon the face of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Because he ain't next to bad people.
Yes, sir.
And he is the most sickest white boy on the planet Earth. Their music is hip. And they are hip.
Yes, sir.
And they are tough.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we learn to respect each other.
Yes, sir.
That's the truth of the reality of the thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'll face the truth of a lot of times. See, the white ones over here, that's over here, that don't like what their fathers did. Well, that's what you understand. They don't understand the divine creative master plan.
That's
but
right.
But they do know one thing, that they're here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that they're cool, and that they fall out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I think that it's not like them.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Is that right? I don't hate them. How can I hate something when they didn't make this up?
Yes, sir.
It's all a creative master plan.
Yes, sir.
So I'm glad to see them in the character and the personality that they have because they're educating us to the conscious level.
Yes, sir.
Of the do's and the don'ts.
Yes, sir.
There's a creative master plan, too.
Yes, sir.
Because you smile at them and tip your hat to them and you greet them with the dollar. Ooh, I greet you with honor and respect, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have to greet you with honor and respect because you are a product of our making.
Yes, sir. This little, she getting mad because I won't let her bite me.
Yes, sir. But I don't think people like that because it's not the one that's arrived on the city for the men to get them back up.
Yes.
You know, so that place there puts things out because what I was just thinking to say when I was walking the ship and I saw this one, I was going to say, well, okay, so that we all become educated in different things, I was going to say, everybody, just, we're just going to just sit back and discipline like we just feel off the face of the earth by me ordering all the sisters to go down to the area, to the home down there in Arizona with the swimming pool and stuff is nice and stuff, you know, the Riverside home, you know?
Oh, yes, sir.
And there we would regroup until I was out in the prison master, what I'm going to get me to that particular spot there or whatever, and then we would, from there, we would regroup and get our clothes and the costumes and everything that he has for us to wear and clean up into our dietary law. Then
yes, sir.
Come back to this area out of the clear blue sky.
Yes, sir.
And start to do the work that we were going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Come back and go to where we wouldn't have no male gender laying over the top of females like Brother and some of the so-called Momo and Brother and some of the so-called Philippe. But the door would be open and welcome to them. But they would have to come in up under the supreme captain of disciplinary of Brother and some of the so-called Benny Powell. And he
yes,
don't allow
sir.
Those messing around. He don't allow that bull corn junk and the rocky to go.
Yes, sir.
He came to a victim for a moment of time when he first got released. But he's back on the square.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He knows that everything belongs to Allah God, the prisoner, the master, well, the Quran, Muhammad, his messenger, and the Bible. Behold, I send you Elijah, the messenger, the most honored Elijah, through the remote control. You, they know that the spirit, the astral body of this people is riding around in this black body, Master J, so-called, used to be William Brown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. So all praise is due to Allah God, the prisoner, the master, well, the Quran. So the greatest thing that we can do is make by our parents, even if they don't understand our words at the first, they look at us and have their mouth poked out. But when they see that what we're doing and what we're doing, and God make them see that what we're doing is right, they will smile and they will have a peaceful day. Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And if they end up that the flames don't light before then, and it's time for them to go away, but they don't know that they don't even have to go away if they follow these drives. Terrorize and come here to Islam. They got a lot of leather to do down here.
Yes,
they
sir.
They can do it all over again. And they can do it in the right manner. You understand what I'm saying? Become
yes, sir.
Somebody great in their old age of pure righteousness.
Yes, huh? Yes, sir.
But we can't bow to them.
You know, sir, we can't. Nay, stop it. Excuse me, sir.
Because if we bow to them, we would be stuck in the same groove.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you going to be able to go with her up there, over there this morning, mother?
She went in the kitchen. She's in the kitchen.
Well, she got drove out the room.
I guess so. I don't know. Well, you know how Allah got in the first Master Wall Street Bar Muhammad is.
But if you don't go with you when you got stories, if you don't have time to hang around and mess around.
Oh, no, sir.
You go down there and you do it exactly the way that I told you.
Yes, sir.
And if you have to put that deposit down, if she just wants 10,000, what does she want as a deposit down?
Yes, sir.
Place.
Okay, yes, sir.
Well, but we surely want that place. That's only $225,000. How much is it again for that place?
$299,009.
$299,009?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. We don't want to pay cash for it, even though we could. You know, that would put us in kind of a tight end.
I know, yes, sir.
So what we want to do is just tie it up. You know, but we don't want to sell no other home.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So then that'll be some good news when I hear from my brother and sisters.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but, you know, when they don't know this, when we don't on here for them. They kind of have somebody else to help out and kind of warm in the floors and stuff.
I know, yes, sir, because they had me tossing and turning all night because I know they said they were going to call me and let me know where they were.
Yeah, so they might have to get, from now on, we might have to get, they might have to get two cellular phones.
Yes, sir.
So everybody can keep up with everybody.
Yes, sir.
At all times, because you never, that's why I was on the line. I'm going to say, you got to have a way of communication where you know where each other is at all times.
That's right.
And that's the way that you have to be in this particular day and time. You're putting security on top of security on top of security. Even though the creator and our God, the president, that's what I see for our mama runs the show.
Yes,
and
sir.
And he makes you financial able to do the things as long as you do the things right and not do the things as wrong. Not do the things like going out in the bush somewhere, puffing on a pipe, or going to a corner, turning up wine bar, or smoking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
As long as you do it right. You know, when you were, when the world was off into that particular state, everybody knew that you couldn't keep doing this all your life.
That's right.
It's more to life than just sitting in the corner or shooting some dope this way, or smoking weed that way, or rocking on the dance floor, feeling on each other's butts and dicks and stuff this way.
Yes, sir.
Talking that old yin and yang talk.
That's right, yes, sir.
You know, you're going to have to give it up sooner or later someday.
Yes, sir.
Because when you do that, when you're little, you know that if there was a heaven, even though you didn't know how that heaven was, you do want to be in that heaven. You just wanted to be in the air what they thought was a little fun, but you didn't want to have a little fun and go to hell.
Yes, sir.
They wanted to have a little fun and go to heaven.
That's right.
You just want to get stuck in there having a little fun, like everybody else, man, when they're little, they're coming up talking about, yeah, but look at them older people, man. The doctor tells them if they don't quit doing what they're doing, they're going to die. Why don't they quit that? And then you grow up and become a victim of the same game.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, you got sugar diabetes, quit eating sugar. You eating up sugar. When you was a little person, when you was a little person walking down the street, and you see this drunk standing there, say, hi, you little one. Here, let me give you some money. And you scared to death of them because they're stinking, and they look like they got vomit on them, and they're drunk, and you scared them wanting to run. And you say, oh, man, don't be worried about it. He's a good old person. He just go, and then all of a sudden that you grew up and become that thing that you were running from, that drug.
Yes.
What are you running from me for?
Yes, sir. That's right.
People become that horrible thing that they run from when they were little.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, something, yes,
you
sir.
You know for yourself that the way that we had became when we became adults was the way those things that we was running from when we was a little tot.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true,
but
yes, sir.
You understand them. Look, why did you land on the corner there throwing up? Or what are you gagging about and drink? Why did they drink like that? Why did you do this here and that there? What they hooping and hollering about and playing their music? What they yelling about? What they shooting at each other about? What they cooking each other about? And we go right on down the road and you become that, so now you know.
Yes, sir. That's true.
You're no longer a believer of whatever they've been saying about it. You are in awe of it, and you know the power of the candy bar. You can't eat that. You know the power of that sweetness. And so once you tell you, you done become a victim of it. They tell you, you guys can't eat no more sugar, but you done become a victim that your mind is reacting because with your mind,
come
is the Bible, give me about five more candy bars.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You can't go to the store somewhere. You have candy bars all in your pockets, all up under the bed, all in cars and stuff, knowing that it's killing you. And the doctor tells you, you can't keep drinking. And when it's out of there, you just still care. I've got to keep drinking, and you know that it's killing you. Therefore, you love death more than you love life itself, although you're screaming out and want to leave.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
so
sir.
So it takes a savior to come.
Yes, sir.
And to save us from that foolishness.
That's true, yes,
that
sir.
That this wicked world started.
Yes,
so
sir.
We wasn't out in the bushes of so-called Africa, or we wasn't in the Holy Land without kingdoms of civilization, with wine bottles turned up and needles stuck in our arm and rocking and rolling and all that old stuff. Then we wasn't out up in our civilization sucking on vagina, canals, jacking off and licking on wee-wees, sticking our tongues in and out of people's booties and stuff. We wasn't in our kingdoms with any type of hate like that.
Yes, sir.
It only came about 6,000 years ago.
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God. It only came about so that we could know the inner workings of us and what establish our civilizations and what caused us to get rid of our civilization.
Yes, sir.
Every so many cycles of time.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But there's one thing they never found, but we had nasty civilizations.
Yes, sir.
Filthy civilizations.
That's right.
They don't find that type of thing 6,000 years this way.
Yes, sir.
But they couldn't find them kind of thing 7,000 years back.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Then when they talk about the Aztecs and the Mayas having human sacrifices up on that thing, up on them pyramidic kingdoms down there, they wasn't the ones that built the pyramidic kingdom. After we brought the exiled Indians over here that was exiled out of India, we built the pyramids and stayed there and watched them until we got them settled in.
Yes, sir.
And then we disappeared, went back to where we were from.
Yes, sir.
Our other place. And they're the ones that took and went off into them sacrificial rituals and stuff and climbing up on the pyramids, but they was not there. They tried to imitate what they seen us like. They built the pyramids, but they wasn't the ones that accessed them. The Mayans wasn't the ones that built the pyramids. It was us that exiled them over here that built it and then left.
Yes, sir.
And we were gods.
Oh, yes, sir.
And so they took that and related to that to the one to the Indians that was over here, because that's what they found the complexion of, and they said that they were the great gods that did that. They were not. We was the ones that did it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's right. They